This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The Front Range has not shaken its biggest air pollution problem. CPR's Sam Brash reports the results are in on the state's latest smog season.
Ground-level ozone, better known as smog, isn't just a pollutant. It's a lung irritant known to increase hospital visits and shorten human lives. Over the past summer, the Front Range exceeded federal ozone standards on 40 days. That's a higher total than 8 of the last 10 years. The region has until 2027 to bring ozone levels into compliance. If it can't, the US EPA could declare the region an extreme ozone violator. The designation would mean far tougher pollution permits for small businesses and oil and gas operations. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The state's flagship health institution that serves as a safety net for many faces big expenses, rising health costs, and now a $100 million budget deficit. Denver Health cares for whoever comes through its doors, and next week, Denver voters decide whether to raise the sales tax to benefit the hospital networks. The tax would add 3.4 cents on a $10 purchase. City Council member Kevin Flynn voted against putting it on the ballot. He worries it could drive taxes too high.
But I do feel like someone needs to be the canary in the coal mine, and I have a serious concern about burdening Denver taxpayers.
Denver Health CEO says if the measure fails, deep cuts are likely for things like primary and pediatric care and emergency services. And if you want to mail in your ballot, officials say this is the last day to do so and be certain that your vote will arrive in time. This is CPR News.